And now it's over to my friend, film critic, Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he gives us his thoughts and impressions of a film entitled Creation, all to do with the figure and the studies of Charles Darwin.
It is about Charles Darwin. I think Creation is a misleading title because I don't think in the whole film the word Genesis is mentioned. It's rather his writing on the origin of species, and while that wouldn't be a marketable name for a film, I don't suppose, but that really is the context of the film.
Mr. Darwin, sir, it is time to write your book.
My title will be On the Origin of Species.
All of nature is a battlefield. Remind me where I read that.
Clear evidence of transformation over millions of years.
Reading your review, you say it's more a personal film than a film about science or religion, in the sense that it doesn't really create any controversy about evolution or creationism.
No, it's the kind of film where when you hear what it's about, I wonder to myself, well, maybe this will need some kind of a statement from CIGNAS about issues of science and religion. But when I saw it, there's really no need for any kind of statement. It's very much more a personalised look at Darwin and his family and one of his children who died. I mean, the science is there and there are some statements about it, but by and large it's giving a portrait, I suppose, of Darwin as a human being who was a scientist.
I'm a scientist. I dare not study for the fear of seeing more clearly what is already as plain as day.
Although it does have Thomas Huxley in it saying, "You've killed God, sir."
You've killed God, sir.
Yes, it comes early enough in the film and we really don't see much of Huxley at all. It's Toby Jones saying this line, but it haunts Darwin in a way, but I don't think that's still a theme. It's featured, but that's about it. I think rather Darwin's problem about his theories is that he's an Anglican, that he's been brought up in I suppose an 18th and 19th century Anglicanism, and that requires belief in God, an understanding of the scriptures. This is pre-literary form studies, and his wife is very devout, and it's she who really challenges him all the time and perhaps makes him feel in some ways guilty inside that his investigations and his studies are leading him away from a literal understanding of creation.
Do you not care that you and I may be separated for all eternity?
But did you find it interesting historically?
Yes and no. I don't think they emphasised, you know, the historical setting so much. At the beginning, there are a couple of flashbacks to his going to Argentina and Patagonia, and the expedition, Fitzroy bringing back some of the Patagonians to display to the king, and then they're returning. So there's that atmosphere of British colonialism in it. But that all happens more at the beginning, and the rest of it focuses. They use a device, let me put it this way. He loves his daughter Anne, and she dies. And it's a bit hard at times, because he's talking to her, whether it's memories or flashbacks to what happened, mm-hmm. or she's entering into the present as a kind of sounding board for him.
It's she who says, "What is it you are so scared of? It's only a theory."
What are you so scared of? It's only a theory.
It changes everything. Suppose the whole world stopped believing that God had any sort of plan for us. Apart from anything else, it would break your mother's heart.
Yes, so she's a device. And apparently the book on which it's based, I think from a grandson or great-grandson of Darwin himself, does focus on this kind of experience of Darwin, very much introverted, very much into himself. And eventually his wife then persuading him to really finish the book and publish it.
I've finished. You decide.
Do you think Catholics will like it?
Yes, I would think so. In a way, it's a nice, elegant film, really. And because it's gentle on issues of science and religion and recent thought in the Catholic tradition has no difficulties with major evolutionary theory. It shouldn't bother anyone on that grounds.
I'll bet that half the nation would cheerfully see you burned at the stake if they knew what you were writing, but you have friends too, and all of us are fighting the same battle.
I gather, however, this is a gossipy kind of thing one reads, that some of the more fundamentalist groups in the United States are not very happy about a film on Darwin, and there was a question whether it's even got a distributor for the United States. But that's a very American question, not one for us, I don't think.
I wonder if the Osservatore Romano has had a chance to see it yet.
I haven't heard any report of it, but given the reviews in L'Osservatore this year, they seem to respect the films that they're discussing. So I'd be very interested to see the particular perspective they have on this. But if it gets hit over the head, it's like squatting a gnat.
Very nice metaphor. Thank you, Peter. Thank you very much. That was Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication.